You don't have to guess with Dr. Dobson. He's consistent because his moral beliefs are absolute, and he never wavers. And he has a great capacity for taking criticism. He said a long time ago, I'll never forget this. This was back in 1987 when we decided to get into formal public policy issues. He was warned by a lot of people, don't do that because they'll drag your reputation in the mud. And he said this. He said, my reputation is given to me by the Lord. It's a blessing. I will not hoard the reputation. I'll spend it in the cause of righteousness. And that is why he's willing to be criticized, because he knows that's the price of standing up. And so he's a very consistent guy.
This latest thing, the last couple, 3 days, what was that about? Because he's got criticized about some remark about Senator Thompson or something like
that?
Yeah,
Fred Thompson, former senator from Tennessee, has announced that he's interested in being president. And he's exploring that, as so many others
right.
are. And Dr. Dobson made a phone call earlier this week to a man named Dan Gilgoff. Dan Gilgoff is a reporter with U.S. News and World Report, a man that we have worked with before, because Dan wrote a cover story for U.S. News and World Report on Dr. Dobson a number of years ago, and it was very fair. So we've been friendly to Dan. Dan recently wrote a book about Focus on the Family called The Jesus Machine. Now, we think that title is a bit blasphemous, but nonetheless, it was about Focus on the Family, and it says, and the subtitle is How Focus on the Family, the Religious Right. No, it's How James Dobson, Focus on the Family, and Religious America Are Winning the Culture War. I'm not sure we're winning, but it's a pretty fair look overall at Focus on the Family. And Dr. Dobson hadn't talked to Dan for a while. He called him up a few days ago and just to chat, see how he was doing. And Dan immediately pounced on that as an opportunity for an interview. He asked about presidential candidates, particularly Fred Thompson. Dr. Dobson said, well, I don't know. I'm not sure he's a Christian. And so Dan wrote an article saying Dr. Dobson does not believe Fred Thompson is a Christian. And I don't think it was a proper thing for Dan to do, because it was a personal phone call and they were
right.
talking offhandedly. And
yeah, so that was, you know, that, you're making a, you know, when you have, if we were all quoted on things we say during the course of a day, offhanded off the top of our head, and I know he's talking to a reporter, but this is a private conversation on the phone between two friends, okay, can I record you now? Okay, we're on the record, you know. And what Dr. Dobson was saying, what you just said, I don't see anything wrong with it necessarily. He wasn't making a judgment about the guy's soul. He was just saying, I'm not so sure, and I don't remember if Fred Thompson's ever made a statement of faith or appeared at a Christian event. Now, I know his voting record, best I remember, was fairly conservative on most of the issues that we care about.
Yes, he is. But, but as it turns out, he is a member of the Church of Christ, been baptized, so
okay.
Christian man.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.